You're very welcome to Lorna Parka here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Well, it's county final weekend, so it's a jam-packed show on the way. Former Hurler of the Year Dan Shanahan will preview Sunday's senior hurling decider between Ballygunner and Mount Sion, and look back on 30 years with Liz Moore. Kieran O'Gorman and McDara McDonagh will chat about the intermediate and junior deciders and pick their three stars of the senior hurling championship. And later this hour, Daryl Crohoor will reflect on Derek Lyons' 2 years in charge of the Waterford Camogie team. But first,
Roach has it for Mount Sion. Midget picks out the loose man on the far side. That's Alan Corwin, who always seems to have plenty of time and space. Chance for Corwin. Plays it inside to Blondie O'Neill. Goal! Martin Blondie O'Neill bursts the corner of the net. It was well set up by Alan Corwin, and the finish applied by Martin Blondie O'Neill.
Straight into Kevin Mahoney. He's one thing on his mind. He's going straight down the shoulder. Gets it to Desi. Desi's face. Oh, back of the net for the Gunners there. Kevin the creator. And who else to finish than Desi Hodgson, the joint captain, leading by example. Given half a chance, created by Kevin Mahoney, finished deadly by Desi.
So Ballygunner and Mount Sion will renew their great rivalry in Sunday's county final. It'll be our George Corbis squad, a big match here on WLR. Our coverage starts at 2:15 with Kieran O'Connor and Michael Ryan on commentary. So will it be 9 in a row for Ballygunner or a first in 16 years for Mount Sion? Well, to try and find out, I'm joined here by former Hurler of the Year Dan Shanahan. And Dan, you saw Mount Sion close up in the quarter final when they beat Liz Moore and Fraher Field. What impressed you about them that day?
Yeah, Tomás, they've been consistent all year, Tomás. They've been winning by big scores. They've been performing well. We actually thought we had a good chance going in against Mount Sion. Granted, missing Morris and David Pendergast. But we went playing a sweeper. It didn't work for us, Tomás, and it worked for Mount Sion. That goal, Austin, got really changed the game in the middle of the first half there. We were toe-to-toe for a while. I think we were 6-4 up even. But the minute Austin got that goal, it changed the game, and they got 1-11 or 1-10 after that, and we had no reply. But they're a great team. They deserve to be in the county final, Tomás. They've been consistent all year. They've been knocking on the door the last number of years. Semi-final's been beaten, but I think Mount Sion have some great players, so they have, Tomás. John Meaney has done a great job with him, to his credit as well. Stuck with him. And I think the rewards are paying, because they've thrown in a few young fellas there maybe a couple of years ago, Tomás, and the rewards have been now getting to a county final, which is massive for their club. And you know how big their club is down there and how many county championships they've won. I think they're leading with the county championship. So they're a great club down there, Tomás, and they deserve to be in the county final next Sunday.
Which players have stood out for Mount Sion so far, Dan?
You see, it's supposed to it's kind of very hard, Tomás, to pinpoint one fella, but I think I could go through to Ian O'Regan in goal. He's still one of the best. His puck outs, his talking, his communication to his backs is phenomenal, Tomás. So it is. I think obviously Austin Gleeson, he's their key player and has to be a key player next weekend for them. Stephen Roach, he's been phenomenal club player. Unbelievable. Consistent every game. 2-3-4, 1-2 a game, Tomás. And you're pushing inside. Owen Whelan has contributed unbelievably well this year. 2-3-4 points a game. And Andrew Kerwin has been outstanding for him. Lively around the half forward line. And we go back to centre back Stephen O'Neill. Martin O'Neill, they're all great club holders, Tomás. So, but obviously, it's so key on Austin. If Austin plays well, and he is at the moment, even so I read an article lately that he's playing hurling smiling. He's a smile in his face when he plays. And speaking from before and from confidence, that when that happens, Tomás, he's a very hard man to stop. Like, you know, he's a great player to watch. The point he got against us more, actually. He intercepted a hand pass from me. He just turned on his own 45 and put over the bar. That's the type of player he is, like, you know. So if Mount Sion are to win next Sunday, they'll need big games. They're definitely lads I mentioned there.
Yeah. To Ballygunner. Where will Austin Gleeson line out for Mount Sion?
It's hard to know, Tomás. I think he placed them last year wing forward, maybe trying to exploit Shane Sullivan's pace. But Shane Sullivan's a phenomenal player, Tomás. He's mentally strong. He's physically strong. He's a credit to his club. I think John Meady will approach Austin and maybe say to him, we might start your number 11, see how it goes. And what will Ballygunner do, Tomás, if Austin starts number 11? Like, you know, and it is easier to mark Austin when he's on the wing, I think, Tomás, man, around the middle, where he's elusive and he can go and come as he pleases. So it'll make the Ballygunner midfield think. If he comes out towards midfield, who picks him up? And Ballygunner are good at that, if I'm being honest with you. Or if he lies into Philip Mahoney at centre forward, like, you know. But again, it's not where Austin lines out. It's just, if he's on his day, Tomás, he's just a joy. He's worth the expense of it at the moment. I've been watching the game to watch him, because he's a phenomenal player, Tomás. So he is, but he's one of many in that Mount Sion club.
Another player worth the admission fee then is Desi Hutchinson. Who will man mark him on Sunday, do you think?
Yeah, again, Tomás, it's hard to know. Luke O'Brien seems to be playing very well in the full back line. He might get the task, and the tough task of doing that job. Mikey Dacom's another lad. But again, Tomás, for me, if you cut the supply coming in to Desi, as Ron Moore did for a while last week, but he still popped up with his goal, he finds it hard. He comes out the field a bit. But he's a player to watch, Tomás. His footwork, as I said to you before, the soccer feet he has and his finishing, he's got better and better as he stayed around playing the hurling. He's got better every year, Tomás. And he was, again, brilliant last week for Ballygunner when they wanted him. You know, again, he's worth the fee to watch Desi, the way his movement off the ball, his movement when he has the ball. He's a joy to watch, Tomás. And, you know, it's a fact, we're just talking to Ian O'Reilly after Lismore game, and they were playing their game against Tallow, I think, or whoever it was, and the supply of ball going in, like, has to be cut out to the Ballygunner full forward line. So the out the field for Mount Sion is key to stop the supply going into Desi. But that's easier said than done, because, like, you know, they'll feed back to Philip Manny, he'll regroup and reset again. And, you know, when you go through the Ballygunner team, 1, 3, 6, 8, 9, 11, 14, phenomenal for Ballygunner, like, you know. So it's going to be wicked hard for Mount Sion. They know that as well as I do. They don't need me to tell them that, like, you know. So, but Desi will have to be marked, and hopefully that whoever's on him will come out 50-50 at least on him, Tomás.
Let's talk about another player who could feature in the Ballygunner full forward line. Dan, if you were part of the Gunners backroom team, would you start Patrick Fitzgerald on Sunday?
Yeah, Tomás, I would. Simple as that. He's a phenomenal talent, Tomás. He wasn't getting his game. He's done his foundation work with the intermediates. He'd won or two good games with them. So he has gone on the score sheet and built his confidence up. When they needed him last week, they brought him on and he got 1-2. We all know the talent he has, Tomás. He's young, Tomás, and, you know, we all know that. But he has great leaders around him, Tomás. That's the key for young Patrick. He has great leaders around him, whether it's a Socky in goal or whether it's Patrick Mahoney, number 11. You know, Desi, as you said, they'll feed him the ball, Tomás. He'll take extra marking, Tomás, if I'm being honest with you. He'll take an eye off Desi. He'll take a bit of pressure off him. It puts Iggy in goal talking to his other corner back on Patrick Fitzgerald, like, you know. And so they're so... You've the Mahoney's then up front, Tomás. So it's phenomenal, the talent they have, Tomás. And, you know, it's so hard to pinpoint one fella who'll do this or who'll do that. Like, you know, it's for Mount Sion to win, they have to need luck. And they need one hell of a performance, Tomás, to stop this great Ballygunner team.
Who will be celebrating come Sunday evening in Welsh Park, Dan?
Yeah, Tomás, look, it's, I think, definitely, Tomás, the two best teams are in the county final. I think they've been outstanding all year, so they have got through the group stages, won their games very well, and the two best teams are in it next weekend, which is great to see, Tomás. Look, it's great for Mount Sion to be back in a final, first time in a long time in a final. Like, you know, Ballygunner are going for 9 in a row. I think Mount Sion have the record, correct me if I'm wrong. They won't want to, Mount Sion won't want them breaking that, but look, it's hard to look past Ballygunner, Tomás. They're a fantastic outfit. People say to me they have numbers. We all know they have numbers, but they have leaders on the field, Tomás. They have fellas off the field that are driving training. And that's why they're so good, Tomás. So, utmost respect for Ballygunner. Like, you know, they've beaten Lismore in a lot of county finals over the years, and you could come in here and say, I didn't like him or do this, but you have to respect them. What they've achieved down there and what they're achieving is phenomenal. I think Shane O'Sullivan's going for his 10th or 11th county medal, which is phenomenal, Tomás. Like, you know, and what fellas would do for one. It's unbelievable, Tomás. But I just think Ballygunner have that bit much on Mount Sion. Mount Sion did a run him close very last year. I think in the quarter or the semi-finals last year, they ran him very close, Tomás. And look, as I said, it'll be a great final. It needs to be a good final, Tomás, for hurling in Waterford. It needs to be tit for tat. It needs to be toe-to-toe. What we don't want to see is Mount Sion being beaten by 10 points, because it really goes to show the power that Ballygunner have, like, in no way how far back the other clubs are. So I'm hoping for a good performance the weekend, Tomás, from both clubs, obviously, but I just think Ballygunner will shade it, Tomás, with the experience they have. Another lad they have, Tomás, that's getting games, Billy O'Keefe, phenomenal last year, can't make it onto the team this year. What a sub to have. We'll get on any club team in this county. So I just think they have the better panel to get over the line, but I'm just hoping for a massive tight close game next Sunday.
and you were part of this year's championship, Dan. You lined out for Lismore at full forward. As I mentioned earlier, you went down to Mount Sion in the quarterfinals. How do you reflect on the year overall?
Yeah, Tomás. Look, again, Tomás, at the start of the year, I had no intentions of playing senior hurling, like, you know, and look, with numbers again, with lads struggling, with injuries, management. I always go training at Tomás, so I was going well in training. So I kept going and I kept going. Like, you know, I enjoyed it, Tomás, I'll be honest with you. I've enjoyed it. It's just, you have to work harder when you get to a certain age. Tomás, to play senior hurling, you just have to work harder to get your body right and get your recovery right. But I enjoyed it, Tomás. In Lismore, we haven't had our full-strength team on the field for the last 2 or 3 years, whether it's Morris been injured this year, David Pinder gone away, and Padraig Pinder last year, and Eula Daly missed more than 2 games again last year and this year. Do you know, so, look, it's something for Lismore to look forward to. Maybe next year they can get a lot of things right, injuries right, and getting their fitness levels up and maybe compete with the rest of the elite outside of Ballygunner, because if Ballygunner weren't in this championship, tomorrow it would be a fantastic championship, but they are, and that's credit to them. But again, for me, tomorrow, no, hung up the boots after the Mount Sion game, was disappointed the way it ended for me, but that's the way I sport, and I gave 30 year service to my club, and I have no regrets, Tomás. I played one junior year, one intermediate year, and the rest was all senior. So it was phenomenal, Tomás. I love going up to my club, love putting on the jersey, gave it everything I had in the big games and in the bad games and good and bad days. I always say to young lads in Lismore, on any club, the club is where you're starting, the club is where you're finished. Like, you know, and look, Tomás, it's been a fantastic career for Dan Shanahan, and I loved putting on my jersey, and I'll never forget where I came from, and it's time for other lads to stand up and be counted now. I've no doubt they will.
So we won't see you back playing senior hurling for Lismore in 23, Dan?
No, Tomás, I gave my helmet actually to Tom Barron for my water. So Tomás, I said this was going to be my last year. My target was to get to 30 years adult, so hurling, and I did. And it's just, look, when you see lads getting injured, Tomás, I don't want that to happen to me at a certain age. And so the recovery is so long and so, maybe so longer to get your injuries properly healed. Look, I've been very lucky with injuries, Tomás, and I don't want to run out of luck when you go out and play again next year, like, you know, and you pull something or you do your cruciate or your Achilles, and they're two of the biggest injuries you get, and I don't want that happening tomorrow. So I just called it a day after the Mount Sion game, and it wasn't emotional, I won't tell you tomorrow, but again, when you're so involved with your club all your life, and when it's the only thing I've ever known from tomorrow is to play with Lismore and to play at Waterford, like, you know, and when everything comes to an end, and it was sad, but after a week it was glad I did it, like, you know, so I'll go supporting instead of being running on the line next year on the field.
What have been the highlights of playing with Lismore, Dan, over the years? As you said, you made your debut way back in 1993.
Yeah, 93, Tomás made me debut, thanks to Sean Pendergast, like, you know, he gave me that opportunity to come on in 93, actually against my uncle who was playing for Roan Moore above in Capraquin, which is, I don't know if it's ever been done before, but Tom was playing for Roan Moore, and I came on for Lismore, like, you know, and we were lucky enough to win a county senior hurling that year, Tomás. It's the last time we've won one. We've been beaten in 4 or 5 by Ballygunner over the years after that. Like, you know, we did win 3 or 4 in a row under 20s, and we all caught that we'd kick on and win a senior, but it doesn't happen like that, Tomás. Adult hurling is so different to underage hurling when it comes to the big games and big preparation. But I've enjoyed it, Tomás, I suppose, the 93. But winning intermediate, Tomás, getting back up, obviously going down from senior down intermediate. We got Dennis Allen in the final, which is usually that year where we're tipped to meet in the county final instead of a relegation battle. And again, Tomás, it was just that we got went down. To get back up straight away the year after under Tony Brown's management was massive. To sit down and watch your club lads go up for our field, win the county, Tomás, and to see the enjoyment on their faces that we've won something, we're back up senior, and we went on to win Munster as well above in Mallow, which is a great achievement to me. We slipped up in the Ireland semi-final in Tullamore. But again, look, there were so many joys for me, Tomás, in the Lismore jersey. I've trained with some of the best fellas that ever put on Lismore during the Pendergast, the Dailies, the Shanahans. I was lucky enough to train with the best. I'm still great mates with them. And as I said, only farmer wouldn't be half the hurler I was, Tomás, because when you went training there's more, you put up your hand against some of them fellas, they wouldn't be now taking half the Sullivans. They'd coach you in half, Tomás, and you learnt your trade up there, and I'll be forever gratitude of the Lismore past and present players for what they've given me.
What have you made of the reaction and the support that you've got this year, Dan, to lining out at the age of 45? Because I've seen you after games and you're still signing autographs. Kids are still coming up to you. What have you made of all that? There's a lot of warmth, a lot of love out there for you, Dan.
Yeah, Tomás. But I suppose I've put a lot into Tomás, maybe with Waterford and the younger lads still appreciate maybe my name and stuff like that. I never thought of it like that, Tomás. To be honest with you, I was just helping out my club. To be, I suppose, to be popular tomorrow, it's great. I always have the courtesy to sign autographs because I think they're the future. Do you know what I'm saying? They're the kids that are going to bring this county or their clubs to the level. Like, and it's so important tomorrow that, you know, that you give time back to the younger lads that gave you, that their parents gave you time maybe when you were playing that. You sign the autograph tomorrow. It's been phenomenal. I got a bit of a line on hold, but I was extremely fit tomorrow, so I was able to do it. If I wasn't, I wouldn't have done it, if I'm being honest with you. My body was good, my head was good, and I enjoyed it tomorrow. But geez, I'm grateful tomorrow for the support I've got off everyone in this county and outside this county for what I've done in my career. Like, I know it's been a roller coaster, ups and downs tomorrow, like every career, but as I said, I have no regrets tomorrow about putting on a Waterford jersey, and definitely have no regrets about putting on a Lismore jersey.
I just want to ask you about inter-county matters, Dan, before I leave you go. We found out on Tuesday that Owen Kelly of Tipperary and former Waterford hurler Peter Queeley will be joining Davy Fitzgerald's backroom team for 2023. What was your reaction to that news?
Surprised, Tomás, if I'm honest, I was a bit surprised. Granted, Peter, when I see him leaving his post as a Roan Moor manager, I had a rough idea, and the rumours were that he was going in. He was with Davy before, so... Again, I wish him the best luck. He's been a fantastic servant. He knows the club scene inside out in Waterford. Tomás, he's played for his county, so he has great man on the field. He was tough off the field. He's a great man, to be honest with you. Tomás McCarthy, I have the utmost respect for Peter, and I wish him the best luck. A bit surprised with Owen Kelly, Tomás. I presume Davy, with the LIT factor, that he must have known him through the college, and again, know his pedigree is unbelievable, Tomás. Unbelievable man. He's done it all before. He's coming down. I'm just a bit surprised, Tomás, that maybe we haven't got another one or two of our own in. Now, who's to say we haven't, Tomás? You know Davy as well as I do. He might come out and bring one or two more lads in. But again, it's what Davy does, Tomás. Any place he's went, he's always brought in other lads from different counties to come in and coach and do that. Like, you know, and look, as I said, and Milana said it there lately, John, he said, let's get behind him, like, Tomás. And look, as a Waterford man, Tomás, I just want to see these lads back playing well again, like, you know, with smiles on their faces. And I hope it happens for them next year. I think there's like a couple of years in this team, Tomás, that if it doesn't happen soon enough, like, you know, when you see lads' early retirements now, when lads gone off to Australia, they're living their life a bit earlier than we would have in our day, Tomás, and it's hard to blame them. So I think there's a year or two window for this management team to get the best out of them, because... like, these lads are 28, 29, 30 now, Tomás, and it's very hard to go past 30 to play into County Hull, and like, it's harder and harder for the body, like, you know. But again, surprised with one or two decisions, but that doesn't surprise when you have Davy in charge.
Well, Dan Shanahan, I think I speak for everyone in Waterford when I say that we've really enjoyed watching you for Lismore and for Waterford as well. You've done your county and your club very, very proud. Enjoyed retirement. And thanks a million for your time this
Tomás,
evening.
As I said, like, you know, I just went to thank my mother and father there for putting up me over the years, to be honest, which the male have no more gear to wash now, Tomás, so she'll be delighted. So again, Tomás, thanks very much for everything. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Dan.
From the book out, Murray goes high with the red helmet, trying to get on to another man with the red helmet, Seamus Prendergast, and Seamus wins it. Good play by the Ardmore man. His uncle Jay is a happy man as he gets it into Dan Shanahan. Got inside the 20, takes a shot. Number 3 for Dan the man Shanahan. And is that man happy? He's Dad Brian and Mum Joan, his aunts, and all belong to him, are a hurling family. But who would believe we'd have a goal getter like this?
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.